Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Remember yesterday's programme, we were talking to the author, Florence Knapp, and it was about her book, The Names. It's about what's in a name and how it kind of determines a lot of your history and your path in life and so on. One person got in touch with us after the interview and he told us his name is Victor Ernest. And there's a very good reason for that. Victor Ernest is on the line. Good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Oliver.
How are you? Well, tell us about your name and where it comes from.
Well, I was what I call myself, a war baby, i.e. I was conceived during the blackout.
Oh, yeah.
I was born late on the 7th of May. But
1945?
45, yeah. And back then they didn't know the sex of a baby before it was born.
Yeah.
So my parents might have had names in their head, but as I was born late in the day, I was named on the 8th of May, the VE day, so that's why I'm called Victor Ernest.
Oh, that's as good a reason as any. VE day, Victor Ernest. And what's your last name?
Livingstone.
Victor Ernest Livingstone.
Livingstone.
Oh, Livingstone.
Not like David. No, David was living. He got it wrong. I'm Livingstone.
Livingstone. That's an amazing name. And were you born in Dublin or where were you born?
No, I was born in Wexford Hospital.
Oh, Wexford.
And I was the fourth of four children. But I was born 5 years after my sister Hazel, who was also born in May. So I think it was the blackouts, and of course there was no TV or anything then.
There were merry times in some parts of the world.
Yeah, merry times, yeah.
The Livingstones.
And I was lucky.
Go on, yeah.
I was lucky I shouldn't be saying lucky about the war, but I wouldn't be here, I think, only for the war. So that's it.
You're 80 years of age today.
I am. I'll be 80 later on in the day. Yes, I will.
You have the exact hour and everything.
Along with some other famous people you mentioned earlier.
We did, yeah. Well, happy birthday to you, Victor. The Livingstones, they came here. Where did they come from originally?
Well, I did have a genealogist check it out once, and it would appear we came from Scotland during the Ulster Plantation.
All right.
In the early 1600s, and we came to Cavan, and Cavan was one of the nine counties of Ulster at that time.
Of course, still is.
So, and then we migrated down to Wexford.
To the southeast. And what are your plans now for the birthday?
Oh, I'm being brought out by my good wife, Margot, and we particularly like fish. And we'll probably go out to Caviston's in Glastool.
Oh, lovely.
And then next week I'm being brought to Dunbrody House in Wexford.
Kevin Dundon's place.
Kevin Dundon's place, yeah.
Oh, you're having a week-long celebration. It's like VE Day for you.
yeah. One of the people coming with us actually knows Kevin quite well, so we'll have a great celebration.
You've got an in there, and Margot has interesting heritage herself, I believe.
Well, yes, indeed. One of her uncles was also Victor Ernest,
and of the Bewley family. Was that the Bewley side, or is that on your side?
No, on her side. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You've much to celebrate.
That's a big coincidence, yeah.
Yeah, two VEs married by marriage.
Well, yes, but poor old Victor, he's gone on a good while now.
Well, listen, happy birthday to you, Victor Ernest Livingstone, and enjoy your various birthday celebrations, and to Marg as well. Good day to you. Lá breatha, honnadh dhuibh.